Now, what are some of your long and short-term goals for the Graham moving forward?
Ooh, I think short-term is get more people in the door on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do it in a variety of different ways. We've got quality art. We're trying to celebrate the local artists. We're glad that you'll invite them to come on your show.
Absolutely.
Get the word out. We're also collaborating with different organizations. So, for example, February and through March, we collaborated with Laugh Fest and created a small exhibition that's called What's So Funny that mm-hmm. That plays with the idea that bringing a person, a place, and a thing together, like an improv comedian might do, can create some funny stories. So we
right.
had a short exhibition, a small exhibition of that. Looking forward, we're trying to stretch the audience. So when we had the opening of Robert Rauschenberg, we have an after party.
Mm-hmm.
So after our members preview, and I encourage people to join the museum because it's a great deal of a year's worth of free admission and discounts in the store and on other things. But we've just started doing after parties. So from 9:30 to midnight,
mm-hmm.
we had a flat fee of $5 to get in. And we had a DJ, and it was really a lot of fun. I think Michael was there.
Yeah, it was great.
I was there, too.
Oh, good.
Oh,
good.
Had a blast.
Yeah. So we're trying to broaden our audience and make art comfortable for people and
sure.
be as welcoming as possible. Do exhibitions that are a little different.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are some of the big things. But my goal is that the museum becomes a community convener, that people come to the museum for a broad variety of reasons. I also want to do more with content. So I learned yesterday that we have produced over 100 small movies featuring artists or critics or curators since Art Prize.
Mm-hmm.
So we put them up in put a QR code up in the galleries. And so using a smartphone, you can access that right away, or you can go to our website so that we get different voices
sure.
Engaged. So it's not just the art museum official vision of something, but like Michael talks about his work, and so you can be in the exhibition and scan the QR code, and up pops Michael talking about the work. We also invited Michael to curate some of the objects in the design gallery. Because he's so interested in modern design
okay.
objects, I said, oh, well, how would you like to come down to our basement and pick out some things that would be different? Was that,
yeah,
do you want to talk
it was
about
great.
That?
Yeah, what were some of the items that...
There's some modern furniture, of course.
Mm-hmm.
There's some items from the Memphis movement, which was an Italian design movement in the 80s
mm-hmm.
that was a lot about kind of form mm-hmm. over function. And a lot of classic stuff that has never been shown. So I was very surprised to learn that a lot of the stuff I selected had never been on exhibit. So.
He has a really good eye.
Yeah, I noticed those when I was in there yesterday because I've been through that section many a time and noticed that there were some new pieces.
Yeah, it's nice to change it up and
So getting different people's voices, getting the eyes of artists or other people. Or,
mm-hmm.
So one of the things we've started, it'll be a periodic event, is a director series.
Okay.
And so I did the first one called Director's Choice. And I've started conversations with Jeff Musin at the UICA.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll have a conductor series and have the conductor from the symphony or the choreographer from the ballet come in and look at what we have and arrange them because... the juxtapositions that are possible that pop into a different kind of artist's head can be really revealing.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's a fun way to drive the curiosity of people and get conversations going. There's
mm-hmm.
no one way to look at art. There's no one answer. And so there's no right answer when you look at an artwork. Everyone has a unique experience. And so what we want to do is get people really jazzed up about that and give them the tools to feel comfortable.
Good, good. This is Paul Jindrasiak with Sunday Morning Town Square, and I've been joined in studio by Dana Fries Hansen. He's the director and CEO of the Grand Rapids Art Museum. They presently have a Robert Rauschenberg exhibit that runs through May 20th, and also been joined by Michael Flaghar. Michael Flaghar has an exhibit at the Grand Rapids Art Museum entitled Reinforcing Objecthood, runs through April 22nd. Thanks for joining me, guys.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.